Okay, so are you ready to dive into this iOS 18 update with me? Because I've got a feeling this one is going to be huge.
Oh, absolutely. From what I've seen, this is way more than just a few new features. This feels like a real step forward in how we interact with tech.
And to help us unpack all of it, we're turning to Jonathan over at Living Blindfully. His deep dive in episode 300 was amazing.
Yeah, his perspective on the accessibility changes is really insightful. It's one thing to hear about the features, but he really gets into how they impact people's lives.
Which is what we're all about here, right? Making tech work for everyone. And speaking of accessibility, I think we should start with VoiceOver because some pretty amazing things are happening there.
For sure. And it's been around for a while, but iOS 18 seems to be giving it a real boost. Like, remember how you used to have to do all those like finger gymnastics just to activate certain features?
Oh, tell me about it. It was like trying to play Twister on my phone screen.
Exactly. Well, they've streamlined a lot of that, especially with the live recognition being integrated with the rotor. Imagine like you're trying to cross a busy street and you need to quickly identify a crosswalk, right? No more complex gestures, just spin that rotor and boom, you've got the info you need.
Okay, that's seriously cool.
Yeah.
But it's more than just convenience, right? It's about giving people back their independence.
Absolutely. It's about removing those barriers and making information accessible to everyone. And it gets even better when you see how much they're letting you personalize the voiceover experience now.
Oh, you mean like with the different voices and stuff? Tell me more about that, because I have to admit, I'm really curious about how that actually works.
So basically, you can now have multiple versions of the same voice, each with its own adjustable pitch and speed. You can even fine-tune it with an equalizer, just like you would with music.
Wow, so it's like having a personal sound engineer for your phone. That's incredible, especially for people with hearing impairments. That level of customization could be life-changing.
Exactly. It's about making technology work for you, not the other way around. And this focus on individual needs is even more apparent in the changes they've made to Braille screen input.
Okay, let's talk Braille, because from what I've heard, it's like they've reinvented the wheel, or rather the screen.
Yeah, it's pretty revolutionary. They've introduced this thing called Command Mode, which essentially turns your touchscreen into a virtual Braille display.
Wait, so I could theoretically put down my physical Braille display and still control my entire phone using just the touchscreen.
Exactly. You can use standard Braille commands to navigate through menus, apps, you name it. And to make it even smoother, they've added this Braille screen input item chooser, which streamlines how you interact with apps.
Okay, that's seriously impressive. It sounds like iOS 18 is really raising the bar for accessibility.
They're definitely making a statement, and it makes you wonder, what other surprises do they have in store for us with this update?
Well, I've heard whispers of some pretty interesting developments in voice control, and honestly, my curiosity is piqued.
Oh, for sure. Like being able to personalize it with your own custom vocabulary, that's huge.
Wait, what? Tell me more. I had no idea you could do that.
Yeah. It's like taking voice control to a whole new level. It's perfect for folks who prefer hands-free interaction, or even just for those times when your hands are full.
Okay, I'm already sold. But you mentioned something about vocal shortcuts. Now, that's a term I haven't heard before. Fill me in. What's the deal with those?
So imagine the convenience of Siri shortcuts, but without having to say, "Hey Siri," every single time.
Okay, that does sound pretty convenient, especially for someone like me who's constantly multitasking.
Right. With vocal shortcuts, you can create custom phrases that trigger your favorite actions. Like Jonathan from Living Blindfully, he uses the phrase, "Hey GP," to launch ChatGPT in voice mode. How cool is that?
That's amazing. So I could be like cooking dinner and just say something like, play my cooking playlist, and boom, it just happens.
Exactly. It's about making technology work seamlessly with our lives, you know. Less fumbling with buttons, more actually getting things done.
I am here for it. And it seems like iOS 18 is all about making those everyday tasks smoother and more intuitive.
Absolutely. But let's not forget about the details, those little tweaks and enhancements that can make a big difference in how we actually use our phones day to day.
Oh, you know I live for the details. So spill it. What other hidden gems have they tucked away in this update? Give me the good stuff.
Well, for starters, how do you feel about AI-powered note-taking?
Okay, you've definitely got my attention. AI and note-taking, tell me everything.
Imagine being in a meeting, but instead of frantically scribbling notes, you simply hit record on your Notes app, and iOS 18 captures the audio and transcribes it for you all in real time.
Hold on, seriously. So I can ditch the pen and paper, record my meetings, and have a searchable text version ready to go. That's incredible.
It's a game changer, right? No more deciphering your own handwriting or trying to remember what you meant by that one scribble.
Seriously, AI transcribing my meetings. It's like having a personal assistant. Sign me up. What other everyday tasks is iOS 18 giving an AI boost to?
Well, have you ever been in that situation where you're like on a plane or somewhere with no internet and you desperately need to access a file?
Ugh, don't remind me. It's like the worst feeling ever.
Right. Well, with iOS 18, you can actually keep entire folders downloaded to your device for offline access. It's like having a little pocket of the internet always at your fingertips.
Okay, that is seriously cool. No more panicking about losing access to important documents just because I'm offline.
No.
Speaking of important documents, what about security? We can't forget about security with all these new features. What's the deal with this new Passwords app I've been hearing about?
Ah, the Passwords app. It's like Apple took iCloud Keychain, gave it a makeover, and put it front and center.
Yeah, because iCloud Keychain was always kind of buried in the settings, wasn't it?
Exactly. Now it's its own dedicated app, making it way easier to manage all your passwords and keep everything secure.
So it's basically like having a password manager built right into my phone. But what about people who already use a third-party password manager, like 1Password? Should they even bother with the Passwords app?
You know, Jonathan actually addressed that in his episode. He's a big 1Password user himself, and he says it's still a great option, especially if you need cross-platform compatibility.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But he also said the new Passwords app is a great starting point for anyone who hasn't quite made the leap to a dedicated password manager yet.
I like that. It's like a gateway to better password hygiene. And speaking of upping our security game, let's talk about passkeys. Are they really the password killers are all cracked up to be?
They have the potential. Think about it. Passwords, even those super complicated ones we're supposed to use, are inherently vulnerable.
Yeah, someone can always find a way to steal them or hack into them, right?
Exactly. But passkeys use this cool thing called cryptography, which basically means they create a unique digital key for each of your accounts.
Okay, that sounds way more secure. But what about actually using them? Is it going to be a pain?
That's the best part. It's actually more convenient. Instead of typing in a password, you can just use Face ID or Touch ID to authenticate.
So it's like super high-tech security that's also super user-friendly. Count me in.
Okay, enough about security for now. Let's talk about something a little more fun gaming. Any exciting developments for mobile gamers in iOS 18?
Oh, you bet. Get ready for gaming mode.
Gaming mode. Okay, you have to tell me more. What is that?
It's this new mode that game developers can trigger in their apps to basically unleash the full power of your iPhone. We're talking like reduce latency, optimize graphics, the works.
But it's not like a setting I can just turn on myself whenever I want.
Not exactly. The developers have to build it into their apps, but it's still super exciting. Yeah, I bet. Imagine like playing your favorite games with console level graphics and responsiveness. That would be amazing. But let's be real for a second. All these fancy features are great, but what about battery life?
Don't worry. Apple's have thought of that too. They've added some really impressive battery saving features in iOS 18.
Okay, good, because that's always my biggest concern with new updates.
I hear you. Well, for one, you can now set your phone to stop charging at 80%.
Wait, really? I actually heard about that. Isn't it better to charge your phone to 100%?
It's a common misconception. Constantly charging to 100% can actually wear down your battery faster over time.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, so by limiting it to 80%, you're actually prolonging the life of your battery.
Well, consider my mind blown. What other battery-saving magic have they conjured up?
How about this? You know how sometimes you're using a charger, and it's taking forever, but you can't figure out why?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, the struggle is real.
Well, iOS 18 will obviously warn you if the charger you're using isn't giving you enough power for optimal charging.
That is so helpful. No more waking up to a half-charged phone because I grabbed the wrong cable in the dark. Genius. Okay, we've covered a lot of cool new stuff, but we haven't even touched on the phone app itself. Any notable changes there?
This one might surprise you, but they brought back T9 dialing.
Wait, T9? Like the old school predictive text thing? Seriously.
I know, right? It sounds crazy in the age of touchscreens, but Jonathan from Living Blindfully was actually raving about it.
Really? I'm surprised he'd even remember T9, let alone prefer it.
He says it's actually much faster for dialing contacts than pecking away at the on-screen keypad.
Huh. I guess it makes sense if you think about it. Like muscle memory and all that. I might have to give it a try myself just for nostalgia's sake. But what about call history? Have they made any improvements there? Because, let's be honest, it's been needing an upgrade for a while.
Finally. You can now search your call history by name, keyword, even date.
Hallelujah. It's a miracle. No more scrolling endlessly through months of calls just to find that one conversation I need. This is a game changer. Speaking of communication game changers, I think it's time we address the elephant in the room, or rather the green bubble in our text threads. Is it true? Has Apple finally embraced RCS messaging?
The rumors are true. Apple has finally joined the RCS party.
It's about time. I was starting to think those green bubbles would haunt me forever.
Well, you can say goodbye to those green bubbles and hello to a whole new world of messaging features. We're talking high-quality photos and videos, read receipts, typing indicators, the works.
This is amazing. So no more feeling like a second-class citizen in the messaging world.
Exactly. You'll have all the same bells and whistles as your Android friends, and it's all seamlessly integrated into the Messages app. No more switching between platforms or dealing with compatibility issues.
It's like the messaging wars are finally over. But tell me, did they stop at RCS? What other goodies are hidden within the Messages app?
Well, for those of us who sometimes hit send a little too impulsively, they've introduced a feature called Send Later.
Send Later. Okay, I'm intrigued. Do tell.
It's exactly what it sounds like. You can schedule your text messages to be sent at a later time.
This is brilliant. No more awkward apologies for sending that rambling text message at 3 a.m.
Right. It's perfect for those moments when you need to get a thought out, but maybe not send it into the universe just yet.
This is a game changer for sure. But on a more serious note, what about emergency features? Have there been any updates in that department?
Definitely. In those critical moments when every second counts, emergency SOS now supports live video.
Wait, hold on. You mean I can now share live video with emergency services during an emergency?
You got it. It's like having an extra set of eyes on the scene, which can be crucial for providing context and making sure help arrives quickly.
That's incredible. It's like something out of a movie, but for real life emergencies.
And for those who like to wander off the beaten path, Apple's expanding the reach of their satellite emergency SOS feature.
You mean I could actually call for help via satellite even if I'm out hiking in the middle of nowhere with no cell service?
Exactly. Consider it your lifeline no matter where your adventures take you.
Okay, this is blowing my mind. We've covered so much ground today, from accessibility advancements to productivity hacks to game-changing new features. It's like iOS 18 is a Swiss Army knife of features. There's something for everyone in here.
It really does feel that way, doesn't it? They've really outdone themselves this time.
They really have. But, you know, with all this talk about shiny new features and life-changing updates, there's one crucial aspect we shouldn't overlook.
You're talking about cybersecurity, right?
Bingo. It's like that old saying, with great power comes great responsibility. And our iPhones, well, they've become incredibly powerful.
That's so true. We're practically entrusting them with our lives these days, our personal information, our finances, our connections to the world. It's all there.
It's like we're carrying around these little digital vaults in our pockets.
Exactly. And just like any vault, it needs top-notch security. And thankfully, iOS 18 seems to deliver on that front. But even with the best security features, it's still up to us to use them wisely.
You're preaching to the choir. That's where I think Jonathan's insights from Living Blindfully are so valuable. He really emphasizes the importance of cybersecurity hygiene in the age of all this amazing technology.
Totally. Like, strong passwords and two-factor authentication should be non-negotiables for everyone.
Absolutely. And those passkeys we were discussing earlier, they seem like a real game changer for online security. It's like something out of a spy movie.
I know, right? And Jonathan actually walks his listeners through the whole process of setting them up and managing everything in the new Passwords app.
So not only is he a tech guru, but he's like a cybersecurity coach. I love it. It's a good reminder that we're all in this together. As technology evolves, so do the threats, and we need to stay informed and proactive to keep our digital lives safe.
Couldn't agree more. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to cybersecurity.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of iOS 18, what's the key takeaway? What do we want our listeners to remember?
I think it's about finding that balance. Embrace the incredible advancements, the convenience, the seamless integration, but never lose sight of security.
It's about taking control of our digital lives, being mindful of the risks, and making informed choices about how we interact with technology.
Exactly. It's not about being scared of technology, but about using it wisely and responsibly.
Well said. It's been a wild ride exploring all the ins and outs of iOS 18, but it seems like Apple is really onto something special with this update.
They're pushing boundaries, challenging the status quo, and creating a more inclusive and intuitive digital experience for everyone.
And that's what makes this so exciting. It's not just about the tech itself, but about the possibilities it unlocks.
The ways it can empower us, connect us, and help us live richer, fuller lives.
Absolutely. So to all our listeners out there, go forth and explore. Dive headfirst into the world of iOS 18 and discover what wonders await you.
And don't forget to share your discoveries, your questions, your aha moments with us. We're all on this journey together.
Until next time, happy exploring.